Proclamation number 2784, dated the June 22, 1943. Lack of spiritual knowledge. The lack of spiritual knowledge will become particularly apparent in the coming battle of faith, because then people will endorse or accept what they can affirm with conviction or, on the basis of ignorance regarding spiritual matters, discard all faith and fight against it. Only the knowledgeable person will know the correlation between all things. He will know the meaning and purpose of creation and the human being's task on earth. And since he is profoundly faithful and can endorse everything with conviction, he will also recognize God's guidance and his will, therefore making his path on earth considerably easier despite the hostilities of the world, and he will victoriously pass the tests of faith. His knowledge will be his weapon, his strength and his fortitude. Nothing can disheartenan an informed person as soon as he knows that he is in contact with God. Nor has a knowledgeable person any doubts about the outcome of the battle of faith, whereas someone without spiritual knowledge is constantly subject to uncertainties and considerations, because the believer's conviction makes him hesitant, and although he certainly has a vague idea, he is no guarantee for the accuracy of his assumptions. The informed person understands every phase of the battle of faith. Nothing will surprise him because he knows that everything God's word had revealed to people must come to pass. He himself became knowledgeable through the word of God and therefore also knows the outcome of a battle which purely concerns the spiritual light, because the darkness fights against all enlightened beings. And thus the one side will fight with blind fury against any representative of divine truth. The law's people will have to submit to will neither demonstrate wisdom nor love. Progress will not be aspired to. Instead, an act of destruction will take place, the intention of which will be to eradicate all spiritual information, which will particularly affect organizations whose teachings advocate faith in Jesus Christ as Redeemer of the world, for these will come under most brutal attack. And the uninformed person will find no explanation for it. He will discard his shallow faith as well and listen to even less informed people, but hardly any will seek advice with the believers, who alone would be able to provide an explanation. And yet, only this knowledge can explain the events in the world to them. Only a knowledgeable person can truthfully explain the necessity and expediency of the battle of faith to his fellow human beings. Only a knowledgeable person can comfort his fellow human beings and draw their attention to the one who can and will help them if they entrust themselves to him and bear up against their enemies. And these knowledgeable people will be able to speak with conviction. God himself will speak through their mouths in order to still win those over for himself who are weak and undecided, whose will has not yet entirely turned away from God and who therefore cannot deny him either. This is why God conveys this knowledge to earth in advance. He trains his own fighters by guiding them into truth and informing them of the approaching time, so that they will gain strength from the truth of his word once the time has come when he will need them to work for him. Amen.